This week's Cotton Newsline is Two Cuts. All cuts are Keith Minchie, Manager of Science and Environmental Issues for the National Cotton Council. Cut one, coming in 3, 2, 1.
The word navigable in the Clean Water Act actually restricts or defines the particular waters that the federal government has jurisdiction over and is connected to the Commerce Clause, which gives Congress the authority to regulate interstate commerce. Through the expansion of the federal authority, basically over all waters, including irrigation ditches, farm ponds, intermittent streams, things like that, it's going to expand the federal reach onto the farm. So we have a high level of concern about how it's going to impact the cotton farmers in the states.
Cut two, coming in 3, 2, 1.
There hasn't gone to the floor for a vote. They've had one hearing in the Small Business Committee on the House side, in which they had a panelist of four farmers and small business people who talked about their concerns with the amendment. And Democrats on that committee were actually expressing their concerns about the amendment as well. Congressman Oberstar from Minnesota is expected to introduce a companion bill to S-787 on the House side, but at this point it's unclear when he might do that.